Now, I thought the clinic's courtyard would be a nice place for us to talk some more, Janice.
What's the point? I've told you everything and you only think I'm mad.
Please, sit down. No one's ever said that you're mad.
You don't need to. You keep me locked up here behind these walls. Meanwhile, out there, who knows what's happening to my family? With every minute I'm in here, I'm sure Donovan is gaining more and more control over my husband.
Donovan. Let's talk about him again, huh? Shall we? I want to tell you about some ideas I've begun to develop based upon all that you've told me.
Ideas?
Yeah, now consider this, Janice. Could Donovan perhaps represent your fears that your husband is selling his soul? That he is compromising his ideals and integrity?
What are you talking about?
Well, you said Donovan was a Wall Street man, yeah?
So?
You also said your husband always resisted taking any money from corporations, that he swore he would not have his discoveries controlled and corrupted by those who might wish to seek profit from them.
Are you really?
But you told me that recently he had been accepting support from these corporate Wall Street, perhaps, interests, including monkeys for him to experiment upon. It seems to me that Donovan represents your fears that your husband is changing and becoming the monster he always despised.
Donovan is no symbolic figment of my imagination. Go to my husband's laboratory and see for yourself.
And see what? Huh? A brain in a jar that is controlling your husband?
Yes! A wicked, conniving monster of a brain that was trying to destroy my family.
Janice, to help yourself and your family, you've got to try to face the truth. This monster is merely in your mind. Perhaps I was a little off with my Wall Street theory, but couldn't it be that your husband's obsession with his work has taken him away from spending time with you and your son? Thus, symbolically, his work seems like a monster controlling him and destroying your family.
You and your theories. You're the one who's mad. Maybe Donovan has control of you, too. Oh, God. That's it. He's controlling you, too. Go ahead, say it. Sure. Go ahead, say it.
Janice, please.
You've got to get me out of here.
Now, Janice, please calm yourself.
I won't calm myself. Let me out of here now.
Nurse, quickly, bring me the syringe.
No.
August 24th. It's now 6 weeks, exactly 42 days since I began the experiment. I have induced the growth of new brain cells on the brain, and so tremendously increased its mental faculties that by sheer brain power alone, it has actually been able to communicate its thoughts to me. And each day, my communion with that living, pulsing mass of gray matter that was the brain of William Donovan becomes stronger and stronger. What a fool I was to have ever considered my wife's demands that I end the experiment. It's because I refused, of course, that Janice left me without so much as a word of explanation or farewell. Even David and Sherratt are privy to this conspiracy to thwart me, for when I ask about Janice, they pretend to know nothing or seek to avoid my questioning. But the brain will live. Yes, I can hear it now, the delta waves quite audible over the amplifying system, almost as if it were calling to me, trying to speak to me. The brain will live.
Donovan, what is it? What are you trying to tell me? Go on, Donovan, I'm listening. Go on. Sure.
Who is it?
It's me, Patrick and David.
Well, what do you want?
We want to talk to you.
I have no time to talk. I'm busy, I'm sorry.
Open the door, Patrick, it's important.
Go away, I tell you, I'm busy.
Please, Dad, listen.
Can't you two leave me alone? All right. What is it?
Patrick, won't you come into the study with us for just a few minutes?
Whatever you have to say, say it right here. You know I can't leave the laboratory.
Dad, it's only that we wanted to talk to you in private.
Don't tell me that you're afraid of this poor mass of brain cells here.
Well, it's not that, Dad, but...
Never mind, David. At least, turn that thing off then, will you? Please, Patrick.
What difference would it make? It could still hear, couldn't it? Well, then, what is it?
Well... It's about Mother.
So, she put you up to this, did she? I thought the truth would come out sometime.
Dad,
she tried to stop this experiment from the beginning, and she thought that she could blackmail me into quitting by leaving.
Now,
and
Patrick.
She still does. Now, she's got you as a go-between. It's true, and I've heard enough.
Now, Patrick, listen a moment. Please, won't you? We haven't heard a word from Janice. We don't even know where she is. That's what we've come to talk to you about.
Oh, have you? Well, how would I know where she is?
Well, because you were the last person seen with her, Dad.
I was?
Don't you remember, Patrick? You took her into town with you. You wouldn't tell any of us why.
Well, yes, of course I haven't forgotten. Well, what of it?
Well, don't you remember what happened then?
Of course I remember. She left me, that's all.
Where, Dad? Where did she leave you? And what were you doing?
I don't know. We were in some big public building, city hall, courthouse. The next thing I know, she simply disappeared.
Is that all?
Yes.
Did she at least tell you why she was going?
I don't remember what she said. It's been a week or more. I've hardly slept. You know I've been working day and night.
Yes, and that's just it.
What do you mean by that?
Patrick, you say this, you say the brain communicates with you?
Well?
Tells you things about its past life, suggests thoughts?
Yes.
Well, if the brain can make you think things, mightn't it also make you forget things?
You're out of your mind.
Dad, are you sure? Are you sure you don't know what's happened to Mother?
I tell you, I don't know.
But Patrick...
What?
Don't you see what you might have done?
What?
In heaven's name, stop now while there's still time.
Get out of here.
While there's still time to help Janice. If there is time. While there's still time to help yourself. Shut off the current. Let the brain
die.
Get
out!
Kill it, Patrick. Kill it!
Get out, both of you! Get out! Get out!
August 26th. The brain continues to communicate thought fragments more easily, but nothing further on what I've come to think of as the plan. I'm now sleeping a great deal, but my dreams are becoming increasingly troublesome, though I'm at a loss to analyze them. Most frequent is a sort of vast cosmic valley, presided over by the colossal figure of a young man whom I seem to recognize, yet I never see his face. It's as though the entire population of the Earth were moving past in review at his command.
Help me, someone!
Sharat!
Dad! Dad, let go!
David?
I had to, Dad. Well,
never mind. Help me with Sharat. He's fainted.
No, David. Don't let him.
It's all right now.
Here's a glass of water. What's the matter with you? You're trembling all over. Well, what are you looking at me that way for? You're frightened half to death.
Dad, you...
Now, what happened to you anyway? I came in here. I found you on the floor with your hands around your own throat. If it hadn't been for me... Why is your luggage all packed?
I was going to leave.
Leave in the middle of the night? Why?
Because I...
The fuse box has been opened. It was you, Sharat. You were going to shut off the current. You were going to kill the brain.
Patrick, you tried to strangle me.
What?
It's true, Dad. That's why I had to slap you.
Oh, but that's absurd. I came in here, I found Sharat with his hands around his own throat. He was strangling himself.
Dad, please, think a minute. Nobody can strangle himself. Look at those marks on his throat. Do you think he could have done that?
It's not possible, and yet...
It's true, Patrick, that I tried to shut off the current. I was afraid for you. But as I opened the fuse box, I heard the delta waves in the laboratory suddenly become stronger than they'd ever been before, and then...
And then I...
Yes.
And the brain knew.
You even spoke in Donovan's voice, Patrick.
Donovan's voice? His voice?
That recurring phrase of his, sure. In his very tones, his very accent.
Sure.
You've created a monster, Patrick.
It has the power to make me commit murder. The brain must die.
Pull the switch in the fuse box, Patrick. It will only be a matter of seconds.
Yes,
and then we'll...
You've
got to, Patrick.
Sharat, David, I can't move. Come to me.
Yes, of course.
Pull the switch for me. Sharat, David, go on. You too.
It's paralyzed us, Patrick. The brain won't let itself be killed.
Then it has the power to command us, to make us do anything it wants, to kill, murder.
Dad, what are we gonna do? Listen,
the brain, it's laughing.
September
September 7th, Sherratt has left. He had to, of course, for his own protection, if nothing else. Before he left, he swore to eternal secrecy. He's going to try and find Janice. The very thought of any harm coming to her through me is enough to drive me almost mad. As for David, though he's strong enough to prevent any untoward accidents, I don't know. He's volunteered to stay with me. He can sleep at night behind closed doors. We must devote every faculty we possess, together independently, to finding some way of destroying the brain. Perhaps while it sleeps. Although it seems to have developed tremendous powers of the subconscious which operate even in sleep. The recurring dream now, the oppressive sense of some further task to be performed continues. Though if Janice were only here, I know her presence would help me immeasurably to combat this fearful thing. A terrible thought has crossed my mind. Could Sherratt have left if the brain had not some reason of its own for actually wanting him? Janice, my darling, Janice.
Hello, Patrick.
My sweetheart, darling.
How are you, Patrick?
Well enough, I'm well enough, but Janice, where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yes, we had no idea. I've been half crazy worrying about you. Janice, why did you leave that day? Why didn't you at least tell me? Where did you go, darling?
I was with friends. They didn't want me to leave. But I found a way.
Janice, I know I haven't been a very good husband these last months. I haven't been very kind or very considerate, even civilized. I haven't been myself.
I know.
If you'd only known how much I would have missed you when you left, how I need you. I need you terribly.
I know. I came back to help, but come with me out of the laboratory for a minute.
Out of the laboratory? But I really...
It's all right, just for a minute.
What, Janice? I can't...
Don't you really know where I was?
Well, no. How could I?
Don't you remember where you took me?
Where I took you? I don't...
You took me to a psychiatric clinic.
Psychiatric clinic?
You had me committed to a madhouse.
Madhouse? Janice!
No. No, not you. Donovan.
Donovan.
It was because I tried to make you stop the experiment and kill the brain. As you left me there, you even spoke in Donovan's voice. Sure, 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 you
sure,
said.
Sure.
I thought they were the last words I would ever hear you speak. I couldn't persuade anyone I was sane.
Oh, Janice, forgive me. Forgive me.
You've got to end the experiment, Patrick, now.
Janice, I've tried, but I'm powerless to stop the brain.
Then we must get help. Perhaps the police.
No, Janice, they won't understand. I'll be locked away for murder. You can't want that.
Then I'll cut the power.
We tried that already. Donovan will stop you.
Let him try.
Stop, Janice! I'm afraid he's so powerful he might even make me try to kill you.
Kill me? Well, then you've got to go to the police.
No, Janice, darling, I'll be locked away for the rest of my life.
Then let's take David and go far away from here.
I'm afraid it's to the point that Donovan can control me from any distance. Even if I went all the way to China, it wouldn't be far enough.
There's got to be a way.
We need Sherratt. He mentioned that he had some plan he was sure would stop Donovan, but Donovan forced me to chase him off before he could try it. Since neither I nor Donovan know what Sherratt's plan was, well, we can't defend against it.
I don't know.
Please, Janice, if Sherratt's plan fails, then we can go to the police.
All right. I'll wait here. Will you go get Sherratt?
He won't come if I ask him. He doesn't trust me anymore.
Well, I'm not sure I do either.
Janice, please help me. Can't you hear me? This is me talking to you, not Donovan. Help me.
I'll send David.
David, oh, the poor boy kept watch all night. He needs his sleep.
It's not safe for him here alone with you.
I know, and so does he. That's why he's locked himself in his room when he's sleeping. He can detect better than anyone when Donovan has control of me. I depend upon David now to help me resist Donovan.
Oh, Patrick, how did it come to this? I don't know if I dare leave you alone or not.
I'm sorry about everything. Maybe I should be locked up.
No, Patrick. I'll get Schrott and we'll find a way to beat Donovan. I'll be back as soon as I can. You must resist. Tell me you'll be strong.
I will, darling, I will. Sure, I'll be strong. Janice will be gone for some 3 hours. She will surely rush back when she finds Schrott, and he tells me has no plan to destroy the brain. She'll probably bring the police, and then it will be prison news reporters and humiliation. I can bear it if I must, but the brain, what will become of Donovan? It's almost as if Donovan is whispering in my ear, telling me to trust him, that he has a plan we can try that could solve everything. There doesn't seem to be any harm in trying. I must try. I have 3 hours. David?
Yes, Dad?
David, what's your blood type?
What?
Do you know your blood type?
As a matter of fact, I don't think I do. Why?
No matter. We can easily find out. David, I think I know at last a way.
A way? To kill the brain?
Yes. It's simple, perfectly natural, yet 9 chances out of 10 it's something Donovan would never have known about. I'd do it myself, but unfortunately my blood type and his are the same.
Yeah, transfusion.
Yes, of course. I need to replenish the blood substance periodically, and it's about time to do it again. I've always used my own because it was the same as his type, but if yours is a different type, the right type, David.
You mean the wrong type?
Yes, the brain will die given the wrong type.
Yeah, that sounds possible.
Yes, I'm sure of that, I know.
But yes. Suppose the brain knows. It knows other things.
David.
What is it, Dad?
David, I need your help.
I know.
I don't want to hurt you.
You've never hurt me, Dad.
But I can't control myself. I can't control Donovan. I'm weak, so weak. I'm sorry, David.
Don't be sorry, Dad. I know you meant well when you took the brain. The others, they may not understand, but I do.
But I killed Donovan.
No, Dad. He would have died.
I didn't
help him to live.
I didn't care about saving him. It was all for me. I was seeking glory. My name was going to be in all the history books with all the great scientists. And now I will be humiliated when everyone finds out what's happened. My career is over, ruined.
No one will find out. The transfusion, it makes sense. It's got to work.
David, he's grown too strong.
We're strong too. Come on, Dad.
Dad? Sure. Yes. The transfusion, that will get him. Let's go into the laboratory.
Now, if I only have the right blood type.
Sure.
Rather, the wrong type.
Sure. If you haven't, maybe we can find someone who has. Maybe Schrott. Now lie down there on the table, David. We'll want a tourniquet on your arm here.
Oh, I'll do it.
A small syringe will do it.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
David, don't watch me. It'll be easier if you don't for me.
That's a funny one coming from you, Dad.
Well, doctors are never really quite that steady with members of their own family, you know. Ready?
I guess so.
There you are. You're all right.
Yeah.
He'll be through it in just a second.
You getting it all right?
Yeah, sure. Just a second now.
But, Dad, I'm sleepy.
Yes, you'll be over it in a minute.
But what's the matter? Why am I so sleepy?
You'll be all right.
I'm so tired, Hudson.
Sure. That's what an anesthetic is for. To make you sleep.
I was somewhat surprised to find the instrument sterilized, already laid out. But I worked more rapidly and skillfully than ever before in my life, I think. I made an incision just below the hairline, laying back the scalp as far as the base of the skull. I trepanned the cranium at 2-centimeter intervals, working back and downward to the upper edge of the occipital bone. With the Geely saw, I cut through the connecting bone structure and removed the entire top of the cranium, placing it in saline solution to preserve it. I made a semicircular incision in the dura mater, laying it to one
side, exposing the brain. As I dissected out the facial, auditory, and other nerves to free them and do God, I became conscious of an insistent clamoring, something like a mounting hysteria in the distant reaches of my mind, almost as strong as the irresistible compulsion that drove me on. But my hand did not falter. With a sure stroke, I severed the spinal cord just below the first cervical nerve. As I make this last entry, with that awful guilt upon my soul, even now I cannot fully comprehend how it has been possible for any man, by mortal or immortal means, to be driven to such a crime. Even the divinity himself did not demand of Abraham that final sacrifice when, with his only begotten son, he ascended the Mount of Olives. Perhaps Sherat is right. Perhaps there is, indeed, in man, some spark of the divine that will elude our test tubes and our laboratories until the end of time. Perhaps that is the one thing that even Donovan did not foresee. I only know that the instant my son died under my own hand, I was set free. At that instant, I saw and understood Donovan's plan. He had learned that I had killed him, and now he would have his revenge, not only by killing my son, but by taking over his body as well. As soon as the operation was over, Donovan, with the hands of my own son, my own flesh, would kill me. Meantime, he would live on in a younger body than before, with those tremendous mental faculties that I myself had given him. He planned to take over Wall Street, and then Washington, and then the world, all in the body of my son. My son. At last, too late, I am free to destroy this foul thing of my creation. I know it as surely as I know that my own life must be forfeit. And the brain knows also. I can hear the disturbed erratic oscillations in the delta pattern coming through the laboratory door. But there's no room left in me now for fear. I shall take these 6 steps from the desk where I am writing this to the laboratory door. Oh, how often I've taken them in happier times. I shall open the door, close it behind me, time, and write finish to the mortal life of Patrick Arthur Corey and the brain of William Horace Donovan. May others learn from the record I leave here lessons I've learned so bitterly and profit by them. And for those things I have done, may God have mercy on my soul.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, September the 15th. The bodies of Dr. Patrick Arthur Corey and his son David were found in Dr. Corey's own laboratory early today. Young Corey had apparently died on the operating table as a result of a delicate brain operation performed by his father. In the case of Dr. Corey, medical authorities gave us their opinion that he might have died of shock as a result of an unsuccessful operation on his son. A curious feature of the case was the fact that numerous pieces of tissue identified as being from a human brain were found scattered about the laboratory floor. While a larger section of brain was found in the midst of an elaborate apparatus, evidently part of a scientific experiment, medical authorities have stated, however, that they were unable to explain the nature of the apparatus and that the brain itself was in such a state of decomposition as to indicate that it had been dead and slowly decaying for at least 3 months. Dr. Corey is survived by his wife Janice. She was committed to the county asylum for the insane late this afternoon. Burial of Dr. Corey will be at the Mount of Olives Cemetery.
And so closes Donovan's brain, with the performance of Paul Cameron as the brain. John Knaus is David. Christine Norden as Janice and the reporter. David Geister's Dr. Schrott and Dr. Zanger. Jeffrey Norton as Dr. Patrick Corey, and yours truly, Jay Roth, as the man in the black hat. This has been a Walking Boxes production.